Enormous energy is directed into the central part of the atom, and this generates an atomic pressure of several tens of thousands of tons per square inch. This device can split the relatively unstable atoms of such elements as uranium. Moreover, it brings into being a sort of explosive atomic energy. That is, a bomb deriving its force from the release of atomic energy. Some elements of the Japanese report were obviously in error, such as the confusion over descriptions of a fission versus a fusion bomb, and the date of the Kursk offensive, which did not begin until July 5, 1943. Mistakes notwithstanding, it is clear that Japanese intelligence was firmly convinced that the Germans had used a revolutionary type of weapon on the Eastern Front. But if the Nazis had deployed a tactical nuke or other exotic weapon on the Eastern Front, why would the Soviets have kept such an attack secret? Farrell pointed out that had Nazi Germany used such a weapon, it would most likely have been against the Russians, whom the Nazis considered subhuman in Nazi ideology. Fully one half of the 50 million casualties of the war occurred in Russia, and several massive explosions, such as the one that destroyed a section of the Sevastopol, have never been fully explained. It was announced that a 100-foot below-ground ammunition bunker was destroyed after being struck by a lucky shot from Dora, a 31.5-inch German railway gun considered the largest in the world. Such attacks were never reported by Soviet leader Joseph Stalin due to the fear of losing control over a panicked and war-weary Russian population. The use of a superweapon on the Eastern Front also might explain why more is not known about this issue. Accurate war news from Russia was extremely hard to come by during the war and grew more so during the Cold War. To make public the use of a nuclear or unconventional weapon would have been a propaganda disaster for Stalin's government, noted Farrell. Faced with an enemy of superior tactical and operational competence in conventional arms, the Red Army often had to resort to threats of execution against its own soldiers just to maintain order and discipline in its ranks and prevent mass desertion. Acknowledgement of the existence and use of such weapons by the mortal enemy of Communist Russia could conceivably have ruined Russian morale and cost Stalin the war, and perhaps even toppled his government.